Let's not hold up Jack Bruce. He's here from the Bjorn Baker stable. Morning to you, Jack.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you. Well, we should be Bjorn's on a plane coming back from Tassie.
Yeah, he was in Tasmania yesterday for the races. He went down there and spoke at the Carbine Club lunch, so he's had a good day, but he's in transit as we speak. I think he has to go via Melbourne, so he may be mildly delayed getting back up there, but I'm sure by the time he steps off the plane, he'll be chomping at the bit and he'll be here.
It will be. Again, you're based here, so you know the storm activity that we had and things like that. Do your horses all cope with it okay?
Yeah, it's going to be a bit of a mixed bag, actually. There's sort of some that will and some that sort of won't so much, but look, I was a bit nervous driving to work this morning, and I actually got to the stables and it was quite dry on the pavement, and I was sort of like, it's all right, but I got out to the middle and they've had 32 mil, so it's going to be heavy.
Yeah, 32, 33 mil, so just a heavy eight. So let's go through them, Duff, with Jack.
Well, Miss Invincible, look, she's just a genuine on-pace filly in race five.
Yeah, she is. I think the pace of the race is going to suit her today. And I think that, you know, high pressure will hopefully allow her to settle a bit. She's been her own worst enemy for a lot of her career, and when she has relaxed, she's got the job done. So, look, it's a tough race today. It's a big step up in grade. The wet track's probably not going to help her. But having said that, she's thriving, and I think the tempo will do her a big favour.
The two big guns, obviously Egyptian Symbol was a terrific performance first up at the Gold Coast.
Yeah, it was. It was unbelievable. She was going really well leading into that race, and it was funny, we were talking the day of the race and said, oh, we've been in this position before at the Magic Millions with her low flying, and she hasn't quite delivered the goods. But look, it was good. She can really rip off those strong sectionals when she's ridden quietly, and we're hopeful, you know, she's got a bad gate and she'll have to go back, but we're hopeful she can reproduce that today.
Your other mare there is Champagne Cuddle. How's she returned from Victoria? She's back around a bend here.
Yeah, she's really good. She's really thriving at the moment, and it hasn't, you know, hasn't taken any harm from that trip down there. I guess if it is going to be a testing track, you'd just be nervous, sort of soft trial, one trial, then the 1,000-metre race, you know, gap between runs, I guess, is not ideal. But, look, she's been working really well, and I think if she can put her best foot forward today, she should be in the finish. You know, she should be in the finish.
Just with Egyptian Symbol, the draw, you're a bit nervous. I think I had Jason Collard on yesterday, but it probably plays into your arm a little bit now, doesn't it?
A little bit. I'm hoping by that stage of the day, it'll be the place to be if we can be back and coming down the outside.
Sam Adout, race eight. Well, he's just genuine. He's one for one at this track and distance. He's always chipping away up front.
He's always chipping away. He was actually the bloke that told me that had 32 mils of rain. So he was he was the first bloke to greet me at the door and say, thank goodness it's raining. So, look, he's going really well. He's had a really honest preparation. And, yeah, look, he should find the front in this race from a wide barrier. And the rain probably brings the other's turn of foot back to him a little bit more and brings his toughness into play. So it's a big step up in grade, I must admit, up to an open mile. But, look, he's going really well and he'll be fighting at the furlong anyway.
Rodrigo's your other runner there. He's had a couple of runs back. Should be fitter.
Yeah, he should be fitter, exactly. I'd like to see him up to 2,000 metres. But look, it's another, you know, Bjorn's just taking him slowly, slowly. The wet track will help him. I don't think he's been quite letting down on those firm surfaces the way he can, but he's probably a little bit over the odds today, but having said that, you'd like to see him at 2,000.
You've got three runners at Kembla, Benona, last start winner in race one.
Yeah, we've actually scratched a whole heap of them. So we're only left with Big Bad Bruce for Triple Crown, who's been promising the world at track work for 2 years and in his barrier trials and has been a thinker. So he's back as a gelding and his two trials have been good. He just needs to switch off that first part of the race and get to the
outside. Because there was a bit of a spruik early, wasn't there?
Oh, yeah, and we did like him, and he was going very well, but he was his own worst enemy, and he was ridden up on the pace those first two starts and didn't finish off and had a good think about things. So two stone lighter, hopefully this will be the making of him, this preparation. He looks good and he's going well. It's certainly a winnable race for him if he can get to the outside.
Lovely. All right, so that's race four, number two at Kembla, and the others you've scratched.
And the others we've scratched.
Okay. You've been here with Bjorn, what is it now? I'm going to say 2 years, but is it longer?
It's going on four, actually.
Four,
yeah.
Jeez,
time flies.
Away,
when you're having fun, yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's a young team, and when I see the people when there's provincial meetings and like, and you send, you know, other, you know, strappers there, they always jump on. The young people, they enjoy it, obviously.
Yeah, look, Bjorn's got a good crew of people around him, and he's done really well here, so we just, you know, we've got the sales on tonight, and we're just hoping the business keeps growing and keeps going good. But look, he's very organised. He's done a great job in Sydney, and what's probably been 8 years, it's not easy to come from another country and set up here. No. And yeah, look, we all love it, and we just keep having fun and enjoying ourselves, yeah. And hopefully the results will follow.
He's always coming up with something on social media, Duff, isn't he, Johnny? Yeah. You just never know. Next thing you get a bit nervous when you push play.
He loves it. You could be next.
Don't drop your guard with Björn.
No, exactly. No, the opportunity. Mate, good luck. It is a big day for the West, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's a big day here, and it'd be nice. Last year, it was great to see so many people at the races. I mean, I'd been in Sydney sort of 3 years at that stage and hadn't seen so many people to Warwick Farm meeting. It's our home meeting, and hopefully there's a big crew of people over the fences and enjoying the day, and hopefully they go over the sales and enjoy it. It's a good showcase for the area.
Well, there's a lot of blue sky right now. We had a bit of cloud earlier, but it's starting to get burned off. 33 degrees. There's no excuse to bring the whole family out to Warwick Farm and then wander up the road and go to the Inglis Classic sale. Thanks a lot, Jack.
Exactly, no worries.
Good on you, mate.